This is the LRN listening examination, January 2019. Level 3, C2. Section 1. Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
One. Working in the UK. You're a Swiss citizen, Ben, and I don't think you need a work permit for the UK. Plus, you'll be studying for a degree in England, and I'm positive it's legal for all international students to work up to 20 hours per week. To be sure, though, visit the UK's government online site regarding work-related issues.
You're right, Adele. That'd be the most reliable source.
You're a Swiss citizen, Ben, and I don't think you need a work permit for the UK. Plus, you'll be studying for a degree in England, and I'm positive it's legal for all international students to work up to 20 hours per week. To be sure, though, visit the UK's government online site regarding work-related issues.
You're right, Adele. That'd be the most reliable source.
2. A cup of tea. Would you like some tea, Oscar? The water in the kettle must still be hot. If it's not, it'll just take a few seconds to boil again.
If I were you, Alice, I wouldn't use the water which was previously boiled. It loses oxygen and can weaken the flavour of the tea.
I didn't know that. By the way, I only have tea bags.
That'll be fine. Just don't leave the tea bag in the water for more than 3 minutes, or it'll have a bitter taste. And could you put a teaspoon of honey in it instead of sugar, please?
Would you like some tea, Oscar? The water in the kettle must still be hot. If it's not, it'll just take a few seconds to boil again.
If I were you, Alice, I wouldn't use the water which was previously boiled. It loses oxygen and can weaken the flavour of the tea.
I didn't know that. By the way, I only have tea bags.
That'll be fine. Just don't leave the tea bag in the water for more than 3 minutes, or it'll have a bitter taste. And could you put a teaspoon of honey in it instead of sugar, please?
3. Eating steak.
I can't get enough of this steak you made, Mary. What did you marinate it in?
An oil-based sauce. I mixed olive oil with sesame oil for a stronger flavour.
You must have added something sweet too, but I can't tell what it is.
It's pineapple juice. I'm surprised you can't taste it, Adam. I skipped adding any sweetener though, and instead of salt, I used soy sauce.
I can't get enough of this steak you made, Mary. What did you marinate it in?
An oil-based sauce. I mixed olive oil with sesame oil for a stronger flavour.
You must have added something sweet too, but I can't tell what it is.
It's pineapple juice. I'm surprised you can't taste it, Adam. I skipped adding any sweetener though. And instead of salt, I used soy sauce. 4. A TV broadcast journalist.
You might only have been working for a local television network, Linda, but over these last 10 years, you've really made a name for yourself as a successful presenter. I can't understand why you're having second thoughts about moving on and working for a national broadcasting company.
Well, Thomas, I can work under pressure to meet deadlines, but presenting the news still fills me with anxiety.
You might only have been working for a local television network, Linda, but over these last 10 years, you've really made a name for yourself as a successful presenter. I can't understand why you're having second thoughts about moving on and working for a national broadcasting company.
Well, Thomas, I can work under pressure to meet deadlines, but presenting the news still fills me with anxiety. 5. A book fair.
What was the book fair like, Susan?
Other than being crowded with visitors, it was great. You must visit it while you're in London next week, James. It's open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, and the entrance fee is inexpensive.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. My business training seminars will be finishing at 3 p.m. every day, so I'll have time. What was the book fair like, Susan?
Other than being crowded with visitors, it was great. You must visit it while you're in London next week, James. It's open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, and the entrance fee is inexpensive.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. My business training seminars will be finishing at 3 p.m. every day, so I'll have time.
6. A soap opera.
I really wonder, Joanna, why you're so hooked on this silly soap opera. It has really bizarre storylines and such bad acting.
I think you're biased, Steve. It's got a gripping plot and some interesting characters. It's very addictive, and that's why fans like me follow it every day.
I really wonder, Joanna, why you're so hooked on this silly soap opera. It has really bizarre storylines and such bad acting.
I think you're biased, Steve. It's got a gripping plot and some interesting characters. It's very addictive, and that's why fans like me follow it every day. 7. At the office. I'm so sick and tired of not only running all the office errands, but also all the personal ones. The latter isn't in my job description, Eric, and I'm seriously considering quitting.
Don't be impatient, Laura. You're new there, and you should show you're willing to do whatever it takes to make your boss trust you.
I'm so sick and tired of not only running all the office errands, but also all the personal ones. The latter isn't in my job description, Eric, and I'm seriously considering quitting.
Don't be impatient, Laura. You're new there, and you should show you're willing to do whatever it takes to make your boss trust you.
8. A fireworks display.
Your brother arrived at the last minute for the fireworks display, Helen.
Well, it is so typical of him to be late, Scott.
He's such a brilliant photographer, though. Did you see the shots he took of the fireworks? They're amazing. He really captured their beauty. Your brother arrived at the last minute for the fireworks display, Helen.
Well, it is so typical of him to be late, Scott.
He's such a brilliant photographer, though. Did you see the shots he took of the fireworks? They're amazing. He really captured their beauty.
9. The new neighbour. You can't believe what happened right after you left for work, Jason. Our new neighbour, you know, Christine, turned up at our house uninvited. There were unwashed dishes in the sink, toys scattered on the living room floor, and the laundry basket, full of dirty clothes, was sitting at the bottom of the stairs. I was really embarrassed.
Don't fret, Elsa. Once Christine gets to know you, she'll realise how neat and tidy you really are.
You can't believe what happened right after you left for work, Jason. Our new neighbour, you know, Christine, turned up at our house uninvited. There were unwashed dishes in the sink, toys scattered on the living room floor, and the laundry basket, full of dirty clothes, was sitting at the bottom of the stairs. I was really embarrassed.
Don't fret, Elsa. Once Christine gets to know you, she'll realise how neat and tidy you really are.
10. Going bungee jumping. Guess what, Theo? I've decided to go bungee jumping at Bray Lake.
Aren't you brave, Jean? That's a 300-foot jump from a crane, the highest in the UK.
I know. I'm scared stiff, but I won't give in to my fears.
I have no doubts about it. However, Bray Lake is one of the most visited bungee jumping sites in Britain, so you'd better pre-book.
Guess what, Theo? I've decided to go bungee jumping at Bray Lake.
Aren't you brave, Jean? That's a 300-foot jump from a crane, the highest in the UK.
I know. I'm scared stiff, but I won't give in to my fears.
I have no doubts about it. However, Bray Lake is one of the most visited bungee jumping sites in Britain, so you'd better pre-book.